It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our show. Thank you for listening from the entire universe and planet Earth, where you can listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my fabulous, excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you, honey?
I'm great, honey. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, what's going on?
Well, I was just thinking about yesterday's podcast. It was just amazing. You know, we talked about Mr. Frank Lloyd Wright, the fabulous architect. And here's the thing. That guy believed in himself. And that's why he was able to create so many things that nobody else did.
Yeah, absolutely. He went outside of the box, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he was not afraid to try new things, and he would dream them up in his mind, and he would make it happen, baby.
Absolutely.
Right, that was episode 414, because this guy, he would dream up this whole building structure, and then he would draw it on a paper, because he was a draftsman. You know, you had to have all the details and everything. He had to spend a lot of time and energy to get just right. But he would make it happen because he had the confidence within himself that he could do it, and he wasn't afraid to try new things.
Right. He was confident that he believed in himself, and that is the secret of success.
Yeah. And, you know, his mom and dad really supported him, and if you listen to yesterday's podcast, you can listen about his mom and all that, but even if you aren't raised that way, you can still program your brain, because here's the thing. The brain believes what you tell it the most.
Oh, that's absolutely right, because if you tell your brain you can, then you can, because within you, you have all of the strength and the power and the confidence and the energy and the courage. It's all within each and every one of us. We just have to make it again and again. And the more that you tell your brain that you can do this and you will be successful, then you will be, because that's how the brain works. The brain believes what you tell it the most.
Yeah, and then you're positive. And then you create the power of the positive expectation.
Right, because the more you create something successfully, the more your brain will tell you, yes, this is possible. And then you can believe and you can succeed again and again. And then you can grow on that and you can create bigger and better and more creative imagination. You can create what you imagine, and then you have the power to do it because you believe in yourself. And if you have the fear, that's going to, you know, take you down. But so you can't be afraid. You have to be open to the positive paths, and then you can take those positive paths to create your goals. And the more you set your mind into the positive frequency, then you'll see those opportunities and you'll act on those opportunities, and that will help you succeed and create your goals and get to your goals and achieve your goals.
Yeah, because you believe in yourself.
Right.
But it's a lot of work. You have to actually do it. The hard work and the perseverance. And you have to take action. You can't just blink your eyes and think it's going to happen. I mean, there might be blood, sweat, and tears involved in achieving your goal. You know that band, Mildred?
Yeah, I'm familiar. The band Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah, you might have to go through that stuff to make it happen. But it's all good.
Yeah.
You just have to reach inside and do whatever it takes. But let me just say that you can't like step on other people just to get to your goals. That's not what I'm saying. You have to be respectful. But I'm just saying, you got to reach inside and do what you have inside to make it happen.
Right. You have to find it within yourself and believe that what you want to create is possible, but you have to work hard at it. And you have to visualize it and see it and believe it is possible. And then the more and more you do this, then you'll have the confidence that your efforts will be successful. And of course, you know, you're going to have bumps in the road, but you get past those and you focus on the positive results. And then when you do that, now you're going to be open to the positive paths that are around you that you might not see normally. But now, the more positive you are, you will see your opportunities. And then you can take those paths. And those paths of positivity will get you to your goals.
Yeah, and you trust in your intuition. And don't be afraid. You know, just have your own courage inside.
Right.
Because, you know, Mildred, nothing happens in life unless you try.
Right.
Yeah, and you have to have inner faith.
Yes.
And you have to believe in yourself and don't be afraid. Just have the courage to try. Like that little, like the train, you know, the little red train went up the hill. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think that's pretty close.
But that's the thing. The little train was struggling to go up the hill, but he kept going. He believed in himself. Sure enough, got up over the hill.
Right.
And that's the thing, you know. You believe in yourself, and then you believe in the opportunities that are around you. And, you know, that's all goes along with being nice. You can be nice, but if you're not thinking about being nice, you're not going to see those opportunities. There's many opportunities in a daily life where you could be nice.
What? Yeah, what?
I'm just saying, there's so many things. As you go in your life, you could just stop. Don't be selfish. Be nice. And then it's just the same thing. You believe in yourself that you could be nice, and you believe in yourself that you could be creative. And being nice is very creative in a positive way. And you don't judge. You just be nice.
You're so cute, Pinky.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, you have some pretty quotes about believing in ourselves?
Okay, let's do that.
Yes, please.
All right, we'll start with this first one from Roy T. Bennett. And he said, "Believe in yourself. You are braver than you think, more talented than you know, and capable of more than you imagine."
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. If you imagine it, you're just going to strengthen it even more. But it's all in there. You just got to find it.
Yeah, I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Okay, and this one comes from Ojwal Kulg. He said, "Believe in yourself. Know that you can and you will."
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. This one comes from Meme Quotes. "When people don't believe in you, you have to believe in yourself."
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't have the love and belief and support around you, you got to do it all by yourself. It's kind of difficult, but you still can.
Yes. This one comes from Swami Vivekananda. Swami said, "Believe in yourself and the world will be at your feet."
Well, that's the thing. When you believe and you're positive, all the doors will open up because you will not be putting the negative energy out there. Be wide open to the positivity, baby. Make that vibration.
Yeah, the frequency.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Okay, Pinky. Talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, Mildred, talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.